Greetings, beloved. This is Eva McGinnis reading the meditation from Jeshua, the Personal Christ, Volume 8, The Power of Interdimensional Self, Chapter 12. Beloveds, we will do a meditation now which will open up the doors and windows for you to know more of your true self. Allow the body to be comfortable, however it wants to be, and I would suggest that you soften the eyes. Then allow yourself an easy breath. Feel with every inhale that you are going deeper. Feel with every exhale that you are getting rid of external distractions. Allow yourself to feel at peace. Breathe. Visualize, if you will, a hill, a grassy knoll, and feel yourself to be on top of that hill, looking down at your surroundings, whatever they may be. Are there trees, flowers? Is there water? Are there birds? Are there other animals? Bunny rabbits? Just observe and watch. See what comes to you. You are standing on top of the grassy knoll, looking down, down the hill, past the trees, out to the water. Look to the sky. What color is it? Is there a cloud or two? What form is the cloud? Is it moving? What do you see in the mind's eye that is peaceful? A summer breeze, perhaps. The trees swaying in the wind, the grass moving. Perhaps it is tall grass. Perhaps it is short grass. Visualize. How does it feel? And take yourself from the top of the grassy knoll up to the sky, to that cloud that is up there. Do not worry about anything that is down below. Feel yourself to be on the cloud, floating easily. Again, looking down at the grassy knoll, but feeling yourself untethered. Feel yourself to be free, to feel, to soar, to be, just to be. And then you feel comfortable being in the cloud. Feel yourself rise above the cloud, even farther, so that you are looking down at the cloud. Know yourself to be the cloud, and yet you are above it, looking down on it, and know that truly it has supported you as you sat upon it. But now you are above it, looking down at it. Breathe. The human being of you, the physical body of you, rises up even higher to the place where there is just a knowing of the being that you are, a place that is above any dimension, any reality. You can see realities of past lives, realities of future lives. Play with that for a moment. Who have you been? Where have you been? How has it been? How will it be? Allow yourself to envision how you will be in what you call the next lifetime. Will you be the human or will you be the bird? Will you be the fish swimming in the vast ocean, knowing yourself to be free, supported by the water, supported always by the divinity of you? Will you be the great panther? Will you perhaps entertain the thought of being the ostrich, or perhaps the monkey, a giraffe? Anything that you can imagine. You can be human, and you can be any other form that you want to be. You are between dimensions, not having to be in a location of one dimension or one reality, but you are observing. You are watching any dimension that you want to watch. Know that truly your energy is in any dimension that you want to create, any form that you want to create, any being. Because you are the creative extension of the One Creator. And right now, you are having an experience of not being tied to any dimension, any reality. You are allowing yourself to float, to be free, to play in the imagination with whomever and whatever you want to be. Visions will come to you and pass by. You do not have to linger on one, or you may want to. Allow them to come. Know what you have been. Know what you will be. Just watch. See how it all passes before and within you, because truly every reality that you create comes from within. Know that you can create any reality that you want to when you access the place of the interdimensional self. And you are not with a focus upon any dimension, not being tied into a certain box of a dimension, but you are floating. You are free. It is easy. And you are entertaining different ideas of forms, of ways of being. You are even farther out than the outer space that you have talked about. And yet, you are the inner space, which is creating and beholding. Allow yourself to envision the different forms of being. And know that truly none of these forms encompasses all of you, because you are much more than any form. But just watch the forms as they come and pass by. Some of the forms will appeal to you more than others, and you may linger with the forms which are attractive to you. Perhaps it would be the giant bird, the eagle that you know. Perhaps it would be the tiny wren or a cardinal, a bright male cardinal. Perhaps again you will be the great whale. Perhaps you will be the lion or the lioness. Perhaps you will be the king or the queen, or perhaps the kitchen maid. It truly does not matter, because each and every being is divine. So you sit between dimensions, and you look at what your world has been, and you see pockets of joy. You see families that are happy with each other. You see other families where there is sorrow, where ones are not agreeing with each other, where ones do not want to be in each other's company. You know that feeling, but you also know the joy of love and of being loved and happy to be accepted. You look upon your world and you see the areas where brother is speaking against brother, perhaps even taking up arms to do away with the form. The energy of being can never be taken away. But one can be asked to release the form, and sometimes that is happening. Sometimes there are areas of sickness where the body is diseased, not at ease, not knowing its wholeness. Allow yourself to see those areas that perhaps are not at peace, and to send your knowing of peace to that area on Holy Mother Earth or any other celestial body where there is life. You know that you are powerful. Know that you are powerful. You are the Christ. You are the light of divinity. You are the power of wholeness. You are the power of oneness, and you are one with everything that you see. That is why, when you envision certain areas, you feel the energy of that area and what is going on there. You know that you are creative. And you are creating every reality, every dimension that you behold. You send the energy of peace into every dimension because you desire to know wholeness and you desire to know oneness in wholeness. You are very powerful. You have yet to understand your power. And yet, as you are between dimensions, between realities, lowercase r, you can look upon every happening, every energy form, and you can bless it with the energy of peace. Know that truly every time you focus upon energy in form and outside of form, you are sending the divinity, the divine energy of you to it. That is how powerful your focus is. As you will feel yourself and know yourself to be one with whatever you are beholding, it has to change as your idea and your acceptance changes. It has to change. For you are the energy which reaches out and touches it. allow yourself now to come back to the cloud. Sitting upon the cloud and looking down at the grassy knoll. Now there are birds. Now there is a squirrel. There is a fox. Forms which have come out of the woods to feel your energy. And now you are on the grassy knoll, watching the butterfly which has landed on your hand. Joy. You let it go, knowing that truly your energy goes with it. You walk down through the tall grass. Feel it waving and brushing against your legs and your feet until you come to the bottom of the grassy knoll. Now you can open and focus your eyes, feeling yourself back in your room. So be it.